Chapter 8, Emotional Bottlenecks. How fear, ego, and culture create the hardest constraints to see. Visual prompt, picture a flowing river. Now imagine a giant invisible dam under the surface, emotional resistance, fear of judgment, a toxic leader. The water slows, but no one sees why. That's an emotional bottleneck. The constraint you don't want to admit. Not all bottlenecks are processes or tools. Some live deep inside team culture or individual psychology. They hide behind politeness, best practices, or smiles in meetings, but they choke momentum just the same. In engineering, we respect data and logic. But emotional bottlenecks defy both. They paralyze decisions, discourage experimentation, and prevent truth from surfacing. Core insight: the hardest bottlenecks to fix are the ones no one wants to talk about. Common emotional and cultural bottlenecks. Type. Symptoms. Underlying fear or belief. Fear of blame. No one speaks up after a failure. If I admit fault, I'll be punished. Perfection paralysis. Endless tweaking, no shipping. My work must be flawless or I'm not valuable. Ego-driven leadership. Leaders reject ideas not invented by them. My authority is tied to having all the answers. Hero culture. Rewarding burnout and all-nighters. Suffering means I'm dedicated. Fake harmony. No conflict, but no deep collaboration. Disagreeing is rude or risky. Case study, the company that couldn't say I don't know. A fast-growing AI startup had brilliant engineers, generous funding, and great press. But releases lagged. Features got stuck for weeks with no explanation. A bottleneck audit revealed a powerful, confident CTO who never admitted uncertainty. As a result, engineers were afraid to raise technical risks. Mid-level managers overpromised delivery dates. Junior staff hid blockers to avoid seeming incompetent. One change instituting a red flag round in weekly meetings where anyone could safely call out uncertainties unblocked weeks of hidden issues and restored flow. Toolkit, diagnosing and fixing emotional bottlenecks. Emotional bottleneck first aid kit. 1. Run a fear audit. Ask, what do people here feel unsafe doing or saying? Use anonymous surveys or 1:1s. 2. Normalize saying I don't know. Leaders should model vulnerability. Progress begins with truth. 3. Reward learning, not heroics. Celebrate thoughtful failure, iteration, and reflection, not just speed or bravado. 4. Surface conflict safely. Use frameworks like radical candor or structured debate to enable respectful disagreement. 5. Create psychological buffers. Allow mental space in schedules, retrospectives, and reviews to reduce panic and knee-jerk decisions. The emotional constraint formula. Throughput equals technical flow times psychological safety. Even the most efficient machine fails if the people running it are afraid to speak, slow to ask for help, or unwilling to challenge norms. A small team with trust will out-execute a large team with fear. Bottleneck reflection prompts. What's the thing no one talks about but everyone feels? Who on the team carries unspoken pressure? Are we avoiding hard conversations for the sake of harmony? Do our rituals reward truth, or protect egos? If fear disappeared tomorrow, what would we try? Mental reframe. The constraint may not be in the code, process, or product. It may be in the courage to speak up. Next chapter. Engineering out the annoying stuff. Frictions and irritants aren't just part of life. Smart engineers design around them. In Chapter 9, we'll zoom into how bottleneck thinking can help you eliminate everyday friction in work, tools, and life.